This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 954, how to create a speed bump in your English conversations to listen better.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get three useful tactics that you can employ when the native speaker in front of you is speaking fast and you don't know what to do. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's pretty great. You know, I'm loving the month of May because I'm waking up and it's beautiful out, sunshine and birds chirping. And overall, I'm just feeling pretty good.
That's good. That's good. I know. May is a good time.
Yeah, I love the month of May. And I'm waking up to really awesome reviews.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are getting awesome reviews, Michelle, from our reviewers, our listeners who are using the new All Ears English iOS app. And we're going to call you guys out today to say thank you. And all right, I have some specific names to read. Are we ready, Michelle? Can we dive right into this?
Who is it?
Well, thank you to Gress from Thailand, who reviewed us in the App Store on May 9th. Thank you to Anke from Berlin, from Berlin, Germany. Thank you. And I know Anke asked a question, so we're going to answer that question in another episode. Guys, a great place to leave your questions is in the App Store review, okay? So who else? Thank you to Beto71 from Mexico, Lano MDS from Portugal, and Pro100 from Russia. Thank you so much, guys. This is awesome. Michelle, this is great. Don't you love it when we get good reviews?
Oh,
so cool.
We love it. Thank you so much. It really means so much to us.
It means so much. Guys, if you haven't started using the new iOS app, you're going to want to start right now. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses because you get some very cool bonus videos. Michelle, I remember a few weeks ago, you did a bonus video on the streets of, I think, Midtown, maybe, where you talked about what? What did you talk about in that video?
Oh, the kind of strange thing I saw, interesting store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I share it or should I?
It's not in the app anymore. It's gone. So.
Oh, it's gone. Well, it was a Christmas store that I guess is open all year round.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny to me. I've seen kind of things like that before, but I don't know, just how when I was walking along and I saw that, I just said, oh my God, you guys got to see this. Cause it was really a whole store devoted to Christmas and not even close. So, I mean, I guess like New York is, you know, very famous for the Christmas season. So it's nice to have something devoted to it. Even if people can't come here during Christmas, they can feel like it.
Yeah, exactly. And you taught us a key word. You taught us the word random. And,
yes.
And then you showed us how that connected to that store, right?
Right.
And we got to see New York behind you. We got to see you on video. This is very cool, guys. This is what we give you inside this app. But these videos come down after just a few days, okay? They only stay up temporarily, and then we put a new one up. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, download the app, and have it on your phone so that you can get the push notifications, the notifications from us when there is a new video. You want to be ready for that.
Yes, yes, yes. Go for it. Okay, fun.
Awesome. Michelle, what are we getting into today?
Okay, well, we're going to answer a listener question today. But first, I have a question for you, Lindsay.
I'm ready.
Okay. So in the languages that you've learned, do you think that it's easier to understand a language or to speak it?
Geez, I think this is kind of personal, right? It's different for everyone. For me, I find it easier to speak it because I, in general, like to articulate. Like, I like to speak. I love connecting through spoken word. I'm not as good of a listener, like in Japanese or in Spanish. I'm better at speaking. I mean, Japanese, I'm very weak either way, but I used to be better. But in Spanish, I would much rather speak than listen. Unfortunately, you kind of need both.
right. I know, they're kind of partners, right? Well, that's interesting because, well, obviously I love to talk too, but I find that it's easier to listen in my experience, because sometimes I have too much trouble. Like, if I don't have the vocabulary, I mean, it's just basically that I'm not strong enough in any other language, unfortunately, to really express myself. But I find that I understand a lot more than I can speak. Like, it's easier for me to listen kind of passively and like, oh, I know that word. Oh, I know that word. I know what they're saying, basically, you know, rather than try and come up with a whole new thought in my, like, you know, from my own head.
Yeah, I mean, it just means you need to travel with the right person, Michelle. Someone who likes to speak, and then you listen, and then you two have a little conference, and then you have a conversation with the person.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard. You have to find the right balance. And of course, like, when you're nervous or like about what to say, that can make things even trickier. And that's what this, you know, what this episode is about.
I love that. This is good. And so we have a question from a listener, isn't that right?
Yes. Could you read it for us?
Definitely. So, hello from Turkey. I'm not sure if it's Mine or mine. Okay. So, all right, here's the question. My biggest fear when it comes to English listening is that if someone speaks fast and speaks a lot, I can't concentrate on them. On their speaking. I'm listening to him or her and I try to understand what they said because I have to answer them. And then I'm thinking, what can I say? This is uncomfortable for me. So how can I overcome this situation? Good question, mine. Okay, great question. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that.
I know, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So that's a really good question, and I'm sure that so many of our listeners can identify with this question. So thank you for asking it.
Yeah, no, this is good, and we have some really good suggestions for you today, guys.
Right. Yeah. So we want to give you, you know, three tips that are really going to help with these situations and kind of, you know, calm your nerves about it. Because it is hard and it can be nerve wracking, like to, you know, as our listener said, to overcome these situations, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the first tip, Lindsay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So the first tip, guys, is focus on listening. Right. So you have to be present. And this is where, like, you can't control, you know, what's coming next. You know what I mean? You want to be in that moment. So don't worry about what you're going to say while the person is speaking, because then you've already tuned out and you've already lost. So how do we stay present? Right.
Right. Because I think there's a tendency that people get so nervous about what you're going to say that maybe you're not listening as closely as you should, or maybe you listen to the beginning of someone is saying and then you kind of like zone out and spend the rest of the time worrying about what you're going to say, right? So,
yeah.
You know, don't spend time, just listen. Like, you know, to give yourself time, you know, you can always use fillers like, that's interesting, I think, right?
Yeah,
or, you know, like, let me think about that for a sec, or even, you know, you could just pause and say one moment. So, you don't feel like your response has to be rushed. Of course, like, if you're asking for directions and somebody is in a rush, it's different. But like, in a regular conversation, you know, don't feel like it's a contest of who can get their thought out the fastest.
Yeah, I like this strategy. So what we're doing here is we're shifting like the thinking time of what we're going to say instead of thinking about it when the person's speaking, when we're going to miss something. We're thinking about it at the beginning, right before we speak. And obviously, guys, you'll get better at this as you speak more. But this is actually a strategy that we suggest on the IELTS exam, too, over in the IELTS Energy podcast, because on the speaking test, it also gives you points for your vocabulary score. If you're able to start off with something as natural as saying something like, that's interesting, or let me think about that for a sec. That is so native, so natural. And I can guarantee you other students are not using these phrases. So what you do two things for your score. You buy yourself time to think. And number two, you increase your vocabulary score. So it's very strategic in the way you're using your time. So guys, if you're taking IELTS, go over there, listen to the podcast. But this is good all around. I love this strategy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, just, you know, and you know, you may be kind of listening to what someone's saying, but in your head, you're thinking, wait, what did they just say? What did they just say? What is that? I don't know that word, right? Instead, it's not that, like, you should be actively listening, but not in the way that you have so much of a voice going on in your head still, because the voice in your head worrying is going to compete with what the person is saying. And ultimately, the one in your head, I think, is going to win.
Yeah, always does. Unless you train it not to, right?
Right.
It's training the mind. Yeah.
Right. And so what I think, you know, the important thing is to, when the person is speaking, you should, of course, be kind of like taking mental notes, right? So maybe you say, oh, they said something about, you know, vacation, I'm going traveling. Oh, they said something about that. You know, like you want to get to that place where you can kind of listen closely, but also kind of say, oh, I want to, you know, mention that. But like, think about it. And in your everyday conversations, like, I mean, I'm just thinking of when I'm talking to people and maybe I make a mental note of, oh, I want to comment on that. And then I forget. And that's okay. Like, yeah. But you're looking for little cues of, oh, I can respond to that. Oh, I can respond to that. Right.
Yeah. 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 I love it.
But don't let it get in the way of the true listening.
Yeah. No, that's true. And this is going to come. We're going to talk about the importance of just practicing this at the end. Right, Michelle. But this comes with time, with doing it. Now we're learning how to do it. But now your next step is going out and doing it. Right. I mean,
right.
This is only going to come with practice.
Right. And also, if you don't listen closely, you might think, oh, I'm going to ask a really great question. And you're formulating the question in your head. And then the person has already answered the question while you're thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. That happens. Right. Happens to me, too, sometimes. It's normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's totally normal. Yeah. So don't worry, guys. But just focus on listening. Okay. What's the second tip, Lindsay?
All right. So the next tip is just this idea that, hey, you know, it's two people in the conversation. If the person is speaking too fast or too much, ask them to slow down. You can hold your space, guys, and ask for that, okay?
Right. We've talked about this a little bit before. You know, you can always say things like, can you speak a little bit slower, please? I'm working on my listening skills. I want to make sure I understand everything. You know, you can be honest, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's fine. People, like I said, it depends on the context. If someone's in a rush and you start talking about your listening skills, you know, somebody could end up being a little nasty. I could see that.
Yeah, go ahead, Michelle. Sorry.
No, but you know, you don't want that. So you know how you have to read the situation. But what were you going to say, Lindsay?
Well, I was going to say that I feel like these days it's so hard to get people to fully listen to you. Like nobody really listens to anyone anymore, especially like I've just noticed people just kind of do their own thing. They're in their own head. And so in some ways, I feel like if it's with the right person and the person has time, it might be a compliment if you say to them, hey, I want to make sure I understand everything you're saying. That's nice. They're going to feel heard. That's going to build the connection.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Yeah. So I think that could, you know, sound like a compliment instead of instead of the opposite, right?
Yeah.
It just tells them, I want to understand, like, that you're interested.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to do that, guys.
Right. Exactly. All right, guys. And we have one more tip about practicing. So how can our listeners build their confidence?
Well, practice your listening skills, guys. I mean, this is something that kind of has to be done in a little bit of a laboratory format first, right? A little bit of a practice kind mm-hmm. of situation. And then we take it out into the real world. So, mm-hmm. you know, practice talking about the things that you've listened to with a friend. You sit down with mm-hmm. a friend, a patient friend, mm-hmm. and then practice how you would respond to that.
Right, right. Exactly. So, you know, maybe you listen to one of our episodes, or maybe you watch mm-hmm. a TV show and mm-hmm. try and like formulate, what did you hear? And, you know, try and, you know, practice like getting a little faster at it and, you know, take your time, but always, you know, have a goal of, okay, maybe I'm going to be able to express myself in this amount of time, in this amount of time. Right. And yeah. talk about things with a friend. And this is a good way to practice. Just listen as much as possible and talk about mm-hmm. it. Not only don't just listen, also try and then speak about it.
Exactly. And we talked about this a little bit last week, so we won't go into it too much, guys. But, you know, if you want to do this in a very step-by-step smart format, the Connected Communicator with our Bridge to Connection method lets you do that, right? You get about 80 video lessons around the United States, native speakers speaking, and then you can practice responding to what you hear them say, okay, with other people in the course or with one of us. So this is the material's ready for you. It's waiting for you. All right. If you go to allearsenglish.com/connection, you can jump in, get in the car with me, and we go around the US by video.
Awesome. Fun. Good. A great way to practice. Yeah. So, those are three tips that we have. And, you know, what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, always remember that just because someone speaks too fast, it doesn't mean that you have to match their speed. It's not a contest to speak faster, right? Mm-hmm. You can always slow things down by taking a deep breath and staying calm and confident and practicing these stop skills, these skills that put a bumper, right? Or not a bumper. What's the word? A speed bump. Up,
yeah,
right?
A speed bump. Yeah.
How to create a speed bump. Maybe that's today's title. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right? Cute. I like it. Yeah. And just, you know, this idea of like really, really, truly listening to practice and try and kind of quiet that voice in your head that's saying, oh my gosh, what do I say next? You know, that's, it will come to you if you like really pay attention and try and just listen. And even if you listen and you don't understand everything, maybe you understood one piece that you say, oh, I can comment on that, right?
Yeah. I love that. Okay. I love that, guys. You can get better. You can do this. And it does require practice, but smart practice, doing the right things.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for that question. And yeah, this has been fun and interesting, Lindsay.
Yeah, really helpful. Awesome. All right, guys, let us know what you thought of today's episode. Come back to allearsenglish.com and go to 953. Type it in the chat box. Type it in the search bar and leave us a comment on the blog. All right. Cool.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thanks for hanging out today, Lindsay.
Sure. Anytime, Michelle. See you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.